Hello, Soul Fam. Welcome back to Intuitively Her podcast, where we talk about personal development, spirituality, metaphysics, and so much more. I'm so excited to have you here. Hello. I know it's been so long. Welcome back to Intuitively Her podcast. I'm so excited to be here. I actually have one of my favorite souls on this planet, Lee Mighty, on here with me today, live in person. I get to experience her energy, and we get to just bounce off each other's powerful energies and ideas. And I got the insight, and so did she, to want to share something that's been on our mind presently. But before I get into that, I'm going to introduce her. Hello, Lily. Welcome.
Hola, hola, hola. Happy to be here. Super grateful. Ready to spill out this wisdom with as many bars as I can to all the ears that it wants to be transmuted to.
Beautiful. Thank you. Can you share a little bit about yourself? Where are you from?
Who all you right, be? All right, who I be? Let me see. My name is Lee Mighty. My roots are in Peru and Mexico. So, okay, I love some sneakers. I'm all about the surrender of peace and flow at the moment. Super excited to be stepping into this power of the lovely Empress that I get to be. And yeah, I'm really stoned and I love it.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you. So what's been lighting your soul up lately?
What? Honestly, myself's been lighting up my soul lately. Just because I've been able to just look fear in the fucking face and be like, I'm not scared of you. I mean, I am, and internally I am, but fuck it, you know? You gotta go and get in the face with it. I'm not gonna allow you to scare me. So just really, really breaking through that fear and just remaining safe and grounded and in who I am and in my light. And even though it's scary at the moment, something better always comes along and you feel lighter and you shine brighter and you get to rise from the ashes with new wisdom to share. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yes. So I wanted to bounce off the idea of there's no price you can place or pay for peace. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that's just been present for me this past week. Just trying out new ideas and spaces and opening myself up to different opportunities. But I realized, am I making or am I saying yes to some certain opportunities based on lack, or because I really want to actually do that? Because I'm realizing, obviously, what's most important is our time, our energy, our focus, and what we're giving life to. So do I want to give that to this opportunity? You know, I'm just really having this crazy like awareness that like I get to continue to support this path that I'm on and forge it, and I keep subconsciously looking for things that are already created or like categories of like being, you know, and I know that I'm not meant to do any of that. I'm just like be my own and like forge that path. And I think that's what, like, the biggest awareness that I'm getting today. Obviously, it's the first of the month. It's my birthday month. I'm just getting this download that I had to see this and experience this throughout the week and like connect with different like the job opportunities that weren't aligning with me and be like, oh yeah, that's right. This is not meant for me. I'm meant to do this and like step into what this is, my vision, my sacred vision. And why I'm here on this earth, and knowing that like this time is so short, so I want to continue to stay in my truth and see how I can expand and trust and know that I'll be protected and supported financially, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and have that mindset that all my needs are met. And I just want to share that energy with you all, because many of you are probably like, what? Like, I know before I always used to complain or think about all the bad shit that's happening in my life, because it's present, yeah. But we have to realize that whatever we focus on grows. So as soon as you shift your focus, like I was affirming that all my needs are met and I'm fully supported, the more and more like surprises and magical coincidences, synchronicities they are, but how they show up to remind you and like the universe is just planting seeds and like kind of breadcrumbing you to your true purpose of being here. That's just coming to me. So that's what I realized this week.
I love that you say that. You know, it's, I think, a time of like realization and understanding what is going to ultimately fill your mind, your heart, your soul, right? We have our spiritual selves that is free, and then we have our physical body, which is here in the present moment, where you gotta really grind it out, especially depending on your culture. And so, you know, just being is work in itself. So to come on this earth and burn yourself out into working, especially when it's not making your own self rich, first of all, you're doing this for somebody else, and you're just like going hard and trying to force shit that is not good for you. You know what I mean? There's certain momentums, and when you are self-aware and you listen to your body and your mind and just feel the most peace when all parts of you are just aligned accurately, that's when you'll know, like, this shit is toxic for me and this shit is good for me. And it'll start being a feeling that you pick up really, really fast until it becomes an embodiment to a natural instinct and ultimately to freedom, because you're free to choose how you want. And usually that first nudge, that first feeling, that first thought of anything new is always the determination of its last, what is left of the last part of that. So just being able to kind of recognize that, step away from it, send it out with love, and move on, surrendering with your eyes closed, knowing that you're a good soul and the world only responds that way. So yeah, that's what came up for me this week.
Beautiful. So I love that you said that, like, when you start listening to yourself and your gut, like, and everything will, it'll get more aligned when you choose that and you actually commit to that. And anyways, I just love that the body speaks to us. And I think it's so important for us to be aware of how we feel in our body when we are connecting with any job opportunities, environments, relationships, connections, careers, all the things. Like, if your body is literally telling you that it feels uncomfortable or unsafe, or your nervous system is off whack, then it knows that, like, this is not meant for you, because you have so many, like, receptors, and, like, it goes beyond what we can imagine, that can pick up off of other people's energetic fields around us. So we have a magnetic field, they have a magnetic field. We're picking up on it, and our body internally is feeling it, and it's reflecting, like, hey, alarm, alarm, this is not right, this is not right. So when you know that people have good intentions for you and they're loving and they're coming from a supportive view, your magnetic field feels at peace, calm, and nurturing. And we know this because we have people in our lives that reflect that to us, thankfully.
Absolutely.
We are each other's. I feel that.
I heavily love you. To la da.
To every
dimension.
Every lifetime.
Yes.
But yeah, that's what I'm feeling. That's important, is for us to tap into our bodies and how we're feeling. So getting out of our head about the story of what's this, what's that, what should have been, what could have been, all of that. Just get out of that and, like, go into your body and just breathe. So I want to invite us all now to just get into this little movement, like breath space. If you can, if you're driving, pause and come back to this later. We'll be here. And if you're not driving, please join us. Let's get in a comfortable position. Sitting up, putting your feet down to the ground, or crisscross, whatever feels comfortable. But I like to put my feet down to be really grounded. And let's put our shoulders released. Let's have our palms up to the sky, receiving higher consciousness and love. And let's take a deep inhale from our bellies. And let's slowly exhale down to our feet. Let's do this a few more times, fully in, breathing in from your feet or from your lower chakras, and exhaling down. Good. Keep on going. As you're breathing, I'm sending Reiki energy to every single part of your body, your cells, your field of protection, receiving that with your palms up to the sky and sending them in there, warmth and tingly, loving sensations of truth and empowerment and electricity that I'm sending. Breathe that in. Good. Last one, fully in. And let's hold. Let's hold our breath. Take it tight, holding in your core. And whenever you're ready, let it go. Beautiful. And now that we are fully in our body, let's take a moment to scan within our body. Where does it feel uncomfortable? Where does it feel uneasy? Tap in from the top of your head. Move it down to your third eye, your eyes, your temples. Scan throughout your whole body, your ears, your mouth, your throat, your tongue, your chest, your heart, your tummy, your sexual organs, your legs, your arms, your fingertips, your toes. Just feel into any stagnation and exhale any doubts, any worries, any fears that are stored in the body. And let's begin checking into whatever part of your body feels most tight or the most, uneasy. And let's tap over that part of our body. Taking this continuous inhale and exhaling out. Good. Again, fully in. Feeling that soften and release. Reclaiming your body. Calming your nervous system, moving that tapping around your heart, and just going to each part of your body. I just want to share this because I know that so many of us hold our emotions. It's just a human part of our experience, and we just get to let them go. Even though it feels a little silly sometimes, tapping after it feels so good.
I love tapping.
And I just want to inspire you and remind you that there's these simple free tricks that can shift our whole mood, our vibration instantly, almost instantly. It's just your breath, your intention, and the movements. Beautiful, y'all. Thank you. So let's rub over our hearts, over our bellies in circular motion. Let's feel that electricity, that warmth. Remembering that you're alive, you have this electrical light source in you. And you could stop there, breathe in, belly breath. Exhale, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold your breath. Hold it for as long as you can. And whenever you're ready, exhaling the ah sound.
Ah.
That literally vibrates your heart and your throat chakra, which helps you open up communication and loving energy all throughout this area.
I love that.
I hope this shifts your energy. I just wanted to plug in a little golden nugget of love and angelic energy and wisdom to your day. And may this continue to support you and alter you throughout the week, throughout this month. First of the month, it's August. Like, it's a whole new energy, a whole new beginning. It's fire energy, and how can you alchemize, like, the way fire transforms things? How can you transform your pain, your worries, your physical imbalances into a healing vibration, into a successful vibration? Knowing that you've got this, and there's a reason why you're listening to this. There's a reason why you tapped into this. So just like...
There's a reason Lily showed up today.
Yeah.
And this is to illuminate your soul.
Iluminadas.
Iluminadas. Siempre. Step into your power, because nobody is you, and you make a healing difference by just breathing and living. Y punto. Get out of my face.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. One last question before we go. I really might have this download. Just a simple, what would you tell your younger self with what you know now? Like, what's any advice that you would tell anyone that's listening to this, or what's something that you would?
My younger self. Mm-hmm. What would I tell?
What would you have told her if you had that? Or, like, yeah, just the opportunity now.
I would really just say, be fearless. And it doesn't matter how old you are. The younger you are, especially as a child, it's the most purest form, because you are yet to be exposed to environments, to upbringing, right? As you grow, right? You gotta grow through shit. You gotta glow through shit. And you gotta really understand that. So just really remaining confident and just reassuring that little girl, like, eres única. Eres única. And how you are, how you think, how you act, when it comes in a pure, kind, loving way, then you're already magic on this earth. So there is nothing to fix. There's nothing to change. Just keep being you, because nobody is you, and that's your power. Mm.
Yes. Thank you. I love that. I want to inspire you all just to tap into that energy today, whether it's journaling it or just brainstorming that, like, what would you tell your younger self? And literally use that today. Use that tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Like, use that advice, because ultimately that advice is coming from your higher self, and you're connecting to all versions of yourself in the present moment. So there's a lot of power with that. And yeah, what I would tell myself, if I do that, yeah. I'm like, hold on, what would I tell myself? Ooh, I would really empower the fuck out of her. Like, remind her how beautiful she is, remind her how valuable she is, remind her, like, that doesn't matter what anyone else thinks about you. Like, exactly. Ultimately, it's what you think about yourself, and you get to just hone in that light no matter how bright it is. And if it's blinding others, people can walk away, put their shades on, but it doesn't have anything to do with you. So to continue to fucking shine, sister. That's honestly, like, the biggest, like, realization that I would want to share to her. Because I feel like when you're doing that and you're, like, showing up that way, then everything that's meant to be would be, like, in your, instead of dimming yourself and, like, attracting things that are not really meant for you, because you're not
your truth. Yeah. And you get to cultivate that, right? You get to cultivate your path. You get to pave that in many directions. It's not linear. You know what I mean? It's multifaceted, dimensional in all the ways. So
yeah,
just listen to your body.
I love that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So I really wanted this podcast to be the vibe, like, you're literally just hanging out with me and my soul sister. So
then I'm really not that fun.
No, she is. Absolutely. That's why I have her on. What the heck? Why are you not fun? You continue talking. I just want to share.
Yeah.
We want to do what we do.
Yeah. I love what we do.
So, like, yeah, like, we're very intentional with whatever we do, whether it's smoking a J, like she said, we're so, yeah, but, like, we bless the beautiful Santa Maria. We set our intention, and it was this creative flow and cruising energy.
Yeah.
So we're moving on to the next part of this segment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it is pulling a card, which we do almost, I think every time we connect, we always pull a card.
I mean, that's just because, you know, when you have that beautiful soul sister connection, you know, you understand the importance of your angels, of your spirit. And it happens that me and my lovely sis here are just connected on every level, whether it be in this physical one, in our spirit, in our sisterhood, and just our, in being in each other's essence. It's just this form, this place of sanctuary and peace and love and support, like sisterhood, hermandad de verdad, like, so, yeah.
Yes. So we just want to send a little love to you with that energy.
Yeah. Yeah. And to get you friends like us.
Yeah.
Because it's those feelings again of how you feel is what is supposed to be meant for you, around you, and what is deserving of your energy. So
absolutely. Thank you. So this deck is, yeah, the Priestess of Light, and I just want to send an intention.
Yes,
I would like to receive the collective energy for the month of August. What is something that every person that listens to this podcast, this audio, can receive and that needs to receive for this month? Thank you. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Divine.
Thank you.
What is the message?
I trust, I surrender to it. I'm excited for it.
All right. She flew out. Guide, the illuminated path.
Wow.
The number is about 21. I'm going to read it.
21, y'all.
So this is a message for us. So tune in. If you're not paying attention, this is the time to pay attention. This is your reading.
This is the reading time.
Yeah. Okay. 21. Guide. The illuminated path. The priestess guide on this card illuminates the path ahead with her right hand, the hand of action. On her left, the side of receiving, a wolf offers her guidance as well. This card is about your personal path, encouraging a deeper awareness of the choices coming up in your life. The wolf is a symbol of strength and freedom, and this is the core of the message on this card. You are free to create the path that lies before you, and you have the strength to see it through. No matter which one you may take, it's time to seek the wisdom of your own inner guide. Meditate and ask if a new or different direction regarding business, family, or personal matters is called for. Then muster up that courage and self-trust to take the necessary steps forward. This card could indicate the coming of a new teacher into your life. It may be someone who advises you in a specific personal arena, such as education, nutrition, or finances. Or it could be someone who pursues a more spiritual path. Let yourself be open to the guidance and inspiration such as new students can bring, together with the wisdom of your own inner voice. You will find the path before you becoming illuminated, and you will be ready to take your next steps with the clarity and purpose your eternal life desires. Whew. I think that summed up everything that we were sharing.
Literally.
This
is the illumination we all needed.
And the affirmation.
All of it.
I direct my own destiny in every way.
I direct my own destiny in every way.
I open myself to the loving guidance I receive.
I open myself to the loving guidance that I receive.
From others, from the universe, and from within.
From others, from the universe, and from within.
Whew. You got that inner guide. We are never alone. We are not alone.
We are not alone. Our path is illuminated.
Thank you. Whew. I know y'all feel the energy. The energy is powerful. We charged up in nature today.
That was amazing.
Baptized ourselves in this beautiful, beautiful waterfall that was so cold, like melted ice. And not as cold, but it was melted ice like a few months ago. Because it wasn't like...
It was cold.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
It was cold. It felt good. It was like a crystal clear just cleanse and charge up to bring in fresh new energy on the first of the month.
Get it. Beautiful. Is there anything else that you would like to share a little bit about yourself or whatever? Anything's coming up? You're flowing?
You know, I don't know. You know, I'm literally just trusting in the absolute unknown. Just really excited for the adventure that's gonna come, you know. I've transitioned out of a toxic little, you know, career path that I've been taking. So I get to literally finally get the freedom to cultivate and really explore what I really want to do on a day-to-day basis that becomes prosperous and makes a difference and adds value. So I'm really excited for that. I'm really excited to meet this divine guy I'm about to meet.
Yes.
You know, that love, telling y'all, when you feel that love, that support, that ease, that peace, keep it, nourish it. It's stuff like that that makes life worth living, right? We're not here to work our asses off every day.
We're not robots.
Absolutely not. We are not here for that. We are here to live with ourself, our heart, our mind, our soul, and we are the creators of what we want to feel and what we want to see and hear and consume and radiate and magnetize. So yeah, I'm activated, baby, and I'm super, super excited for this beautiful rebirth. And I love you, Dre. I believe you made me come on a podcast.
Yes.
But yeah, I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for being my sister. Thank you for your wisdom medicine. Thank you for your energy. Thank you for just being you, because you are the healing difference in my world and in everybody else's world as well. So love you, sis.
Thank you. Love you too. I appreciate your wisdom, your guidance, your energy, your earth angel energy. Aww. Yeah, I love you. It's a beautiful reflection, so I appreciate that. And it's so cool to just reflect that the more inner work I do, the more love and acceptance that I have for myself, the more I'm able to really connect with you and all the people in my life ultimately. But it's beautiful to see it blossom.
Yeah.
Like what energy I was in the past and to like what I am now, like the awareness, the love, the compassion. But it had to be up for myself first in order
totally.
For me to give it. So it's so cool to like see that reflect back. So thanks.
Okay.
Love you. I hope you all resonated. I know you did. I'm gonna tag my information for these upcoming events that I have going on this weekend. So if you happen to listen to it and it's a day before whatever, you are still invited. But I'm gonna put the links to two events that I'm having. One is called the Tantrika Temple, and it's just really a space where me and a Reiki master who attuned me, Giselle, we're gonna share these empowerment, mindfulness practices with Reiki and movement and sensual like rose, just like getting really tapped into our senses to bring a space of like deep self-love for ourselves first, so that we can continue to have all the things that we desire. But it all begins with filling our own cup up. So that's our intention, to help you fill your own cup and overflow into yours, because we've been doing all the work to really overflow. And it feels great, because I'm so grateful that I love doing this. I love holding space and just sharing Reiki, and that we're all powerful, we're lights, and
I'm blessed, y'all. This my friend.
We're fucking blessed. So yeah, that is on August 6th from 5 to 7:30. We are offering a discount code. I'm gonna put that on the link in the description here. And then on Sunday, it's our Soul Connection Sunday. It's my monthly gathering that I do in Woodland Hills with another beautiful soul sister of mine, Mars. And on Instagram, it's Dos of Diosa. I'll put in a little link information about her. And we are sharing meditation, Reiki, community vibes as always. It's the most nourishing, fun, playful, joyful vibe. So if you feel like you're resonating with this energy that you hear now, or if you feel like you are like seeking community and want to just expand and get connected to people who are like-minded, this is a space to do it. That's our intention, to come together, to feel inspired,
to literally heal,
love, commune. And there's amazing, beautiful vendors, Raka, that shares these amazing libations and her beautiful energy. She has a lot of other offerings, but at Soul Connection, she shares these libations and they're so juicy.
Delicious.
And then we have Monique, that usually comes and shares her beautiful tinctures and facial oils, all organic, made by herself. She's like a beautiful herbal queen.
Yeah,
you know,
we
like
live for drink consciousness.
And also we have Mars's mother, who brings her beautiful offerings that she gets from all over the world or different places she goes to visit, and just things that she's sharing herself. So we just have beautiful people, beautiful souls that are sharing their magic, and we are all looking for a little magic. Y'all want to connect with that, right?
Yeah. Cute sacred things.
So yeah, check out the link. I'm so excited to connect with you all. If you feel called, if you have any questions, just direct message me on Instagram and I'll get back to you as soon as I see it. Sending you all love, blessings. Adios. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to like it or share it, whatever you feel inspired to do. My intention here is to spread more light, more awareness, more compassion, and love. Thank you. Sending you so much love.